both.
Now you're just being greedy.
Man, these criminals today are so stupid.
Yeah, they have absolutely no respect.
Oregon. The new year brought a daunting new challenge as Oregon residents in towns with a population lower than 40,000 were confronted with the need to pump their own gas for the first time ever.
Oh, pobrecitos.
Locals took to Facebook to express their outrage, including actual comments such as, quote, I don't even know how to pump gas, and I am 62, native Oregonian. I say no thanks. I don't like to smell like gasoline. No.
That should actually be part of I don't know how to pump gas, because you don't smell like gasoline if you know how to pump gas.
Here's another comment. No. Disabled seniors, people with young children in the car need help. Not to mention getting out of your car with transients around and not feeling safe.
If you don't want transients around, don't live in Oregon.
I would love to see this person try and function in New Haven at a gas station.
Also, I have a friend from New Jersey. When she first moved here, was like, what does self mean?
Yeah, they don't.
And I was like, that means you get out and you do it yourself.
Third actual comment from an Oregonian. I had to do it once in California while visiting my brother and almost died doing it. Pumping gas. Almost died doing it.
So you remember earlier I was talking about how I am ashamed to be part of this country sometimes? This is a really shining example of what I mean.
This is a service only qualified people should perform. I will literally park at the pump and wait until someone pumps my gas.
Well, sweetie pie, you're going to be waiting a long time.
At last check, the state of Oregon had not burned to the ground, but keep our fingers crossed that Oregon can somehow learn to join the rest of us here in the 21st century.
I will say it's very pretty there, and they have cool bodies of water and the best buffalo sauce I've ever had outside of Buffalo, so... Hopefully they just learn to pump their own gas. It's really not hard. It is literally, if you can squeeze something, you can pump your own gas. It's not.
But it's dangerous.
Yeah, it's.
And it smells like gas.
It's the most dangerous thing that you can do outside of, I don't know, being alive in general.
And there may be transients around. Don't forget, it's Oregon, so there are transients around. Mm-hmm. So, you know, between the transients and the general danger, you're going
to
die.
They chose to live in Oregon.
I don't need to tell you that Facebook has been having, or the internet in general has been having a field day with these self-righteous Oregonians who are too afraid to pump their own gas.
I have cousins in Oregon. I entirely intend to call them and harass them.
So if you look up Oregon gas memes, you're going to find plenty. And let me tell you, they are hysterical. Highly, highly recommended. Anyway, that's pretty much all the time that we have for this week. Shay Spillane.
I love you all.
And I am Derek Gary. We will be back next Wednesday night. Until then, stay safe, everybody.
I think we got it now. We gotta get a power increase, and we should get a better. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome.
It would be so awesome.
We would really rule.
We would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
And all the competing schools. Simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman.
Tracy Chapman.
Before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw, pick up, pick shucks.
We would be really really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
In all the competing schools. Can you do a bridge, Paul? Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline, too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth, on the Cape.
Would want to hear they might be giants, too. Talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
We should fight on the internet. We should fight in the comment thread. We should fight on Twitter and Reddit and Facebook. We shall fight with the trolls and with the bots. We shall fight with each other. We shall fight in the streets and on the commons. We shall never surrender.
Fan you. less divide that we had actually struggled this time.
Parlor Bells, starting off your night tonight at On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO, Medford. Those Parlor Bells off their new album, Waylaid in the Melee. That particular song, Red, White, and Bruised. I actually have Glenn in the house. Hello, Glenn.
Hello. How are you?
Your melodious voice, my God.
We were talking about my, like, sort of like my, the this encroaching sort of throat thing that I've got going on, but it does lend itself to a nice baritone deep voice. So as long as I can sort of ride that out and make that work on Saturday night at once, then it should be good.
Beautiful. And you, the show this Saturday, it's at Once in Somerville on Highland Ave, and you guys are sharing the bill with Test Meat and
Diablo Gatto.
That's right.
And Cujo, which features not only the man that engineered and mixed our album, Matt Tahaney, but also Jen Trinan.
Oh, yeah.
And Jen Trinan, if you go back to the 90s, she was... sort of like she had her moment in the 90s. So yeah, we're excited about the bill. So yeah, Cujo, Diablo Gatto, Test Meat, Parlor Bells, $10 in advance. Really, really cheap, actually.
Yeah, that's a steal.
Yeah, and then even just 13 at the door. So that's still pretty cheap. I went there the other day and the tickets were a little, you know, it's how you work it, but I like to keep it affordable for the people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But that's a fantastic, that's a loaded night right
there.
I think
so. It's loaded with meat. It's loaded. We joke now because the Sanctuary Cities, we were talking about that. It's like that references steaks from Sharper Image and they get Test Meat on the band. So I'm like, wow, there's a lot of meat in this bill, you know? So I'm gonna. It's making me hungry now. Actually,
Sharper Image gives you meat now.
No. Oh wow. So you.
Sorry,
have to
I jumped a
That's
couple
okay.
steps and wound up.
Pam, you must have heard me say you don't buy your steaks from Sharper Image. You don't pick your presidents from Fifth Avenue.
Right.
So that's in the song. Basically, what it's referencing is the fact that Trump, before this was a long time ago, but he used to sell of the many things that he shilled to people.
Oh God.
He sold shrink wrapped steaks from Sharper Image of all places. Now to me that says it all, because you go to Sharper Image for an abacus or a back massager or you know some like doohickey that you don't need at all. I don't think I've ever even purchased anything from Sharper Image, but to sell a steak from there, it just sort of says it all. So I incorporated that into the lyrics, into the song.
I never made that connection before.
Yeah, that's you know. What I sort of say in my online life ultimately might become fodder for lyrics. So it's good. It's my little scratch pad for, you know, imagination and stuff.
Absolutely.
So
No, and that's, and you've, I mean, you've done radio previously, and you sort of hold court in a way online as well.
Yeah, I try. I try not to annoy people too much these days. I honestly, I've been a little offline lately because, I don't know, man. It's like there's, I'm trying to stay in a good mood. You know, it's like life is, there's so many nice things to life. So I'm trying to like, I don't know, every once in a while I'll open it up and I'll be like, eh. But yeah, I still like to speak my mind out there. It's still a good platform.
Well, and you're always entertaining and challenging, which I feel like is a nice, that's a sweet spot to sit in, I feel like.
Mom always said that I would be a good lawyer or a good teacher. So I suppose they're both a little entertaining and challenging in their own dramatic ways. So this is how maybe I should have taken your advice rather than become a songwriter. So.
I don't know. I mean, there's certainly a little bit of teacher in being a songwriter.
Yeah, I like to think so. I mean, one would hope. I mean, there should be a role for, it would be, we were talking about poetry before we came on air, and I think that it would be nice that if we could, you know, if we could reconnect that sort of, you know, incorporating messages into the songwriting, and I, you know what, it actually still exists. I think this is a time where we could use more of it from all genres. You know,
well, certainly. I mean, and I think about the album cover. If you haven't picked up a copy of Waylaid in the Melee, mm-hmm. the beautiful.
Yeah, so
the address, if you would care.
The address, yeah. So the cover of the, you know, if it's funny because I showed that to somebody who, I was in a supermarket one time and this guy was chatting me up for some reason and he's like, "Are you in a band?" I'm like, "Yes, I am." He's like, "I don't know, you just look like you're in a band." And then I showed him the CD and he goes, "Oh, is that a metal band?" And because it has the 666.
Right.
I'm like, "No, that's actually Jared Kushner's debt-strapped property on Fifth Avenue." And that photo, actually, Derek Kamujian, who does a lot of photography in the area, I knew somewhere in his arsenal that he would have an image of 666 Fifth Avenue. And I'm like, that's perfect. Because it looks like kind of like something from, you know, the metal days, sort of docking V66. I don't know, something kind of crazy like that. So yeah, that became the artwork. And I always wanted to have like just sort of like an image on the album cover and like nothing else. You know?
Yeah. So. No, it's beautiful. I mean, cool. In a way, it almost looks like a still from Black Mirror or something.
Ooh, yeah.
Which, I mean, in a way, we're kind of living inside it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So. Oh, yeah. That ties in pretty
to an
well.
Extent.
So.
But we were just talking about the song Sanctuary Cities. We're talking about some of the fodder mm-hmm. for this album, Waylaid in the Melee.
Yeah.
Should we give it a listen?
Sure, why not?
All right. Yeah. All right. So if you're another track from Waylaid in the Melee from Parlor Bells, you can see live and in person at Once Somerville on Saturday night. The song is Sanctuary Cities.
Не покупай свой стейк в Sharper Image. Не выбирай своего президента на Пятой Авеню.
Reboot a tablet, blow out a torch. You can sleep from the bottom.
I love that track so much.
Thank you so much. You're saying the beat, you were sort of like overtaken by the beat, so you didn't always hear the lyrics.
Well, absolutely, which is kind of, it's funny. I rarely do that, but I found the beat really kind of hypnotic, and I really liked the sound on
cool.
the keys.
Thank you.
I love your voice.
Oh, thank you. So, well, it's actually, I always describe that song as kind of like a little bit Justin Timberlake, a little bit like OMD, a little like, yeah. I don't know, and then a little bit Parlor Bells, I guess.
But, yeah.
But yeah, I had fun writing that. I mean, just one of those, like, some tunes just come to you so fast, you know? So yeah, that was a fun one. Fun one to teach the band as well, too, because there's a few, like, little dips in there and stuff. But overall, pretty short, right? What is that, like, two, is that under 3 minutes, or?
Let's have a look here.
It's just
under 3 minutes.
Okay. Yeah. It's a bite-sized nugget of fun rock and roll with a political message. But yeah, so that's the steak song.
And I love that it's the steak song. I never would have made that connection.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's got that line in there and stuff. But it was a fun record to put together. I mean, I had a lot of the songs sort of ready to record for the album. And that one, actually, I just started writing last year around this time. It was all sort of coming together because I think it was like around the time where all those like executive orders were sort of spilling out and stuff, and things were getting really dire and dark. So, I remember being in Diesel, I think, and I was writing the lyrics to that one. So
for you, you really poured yourself into the art, because I know I feel as if for my creative friends, they mm-hmm. dove one way or the other,
right.
Either into hibernation or into hyper creativity.
Yeah, years ago when I was a lot more depressed, and I would let the bad news sort of paralyze me, so I wasn't really able to sort of bring myself to do important things. But once I got past that period of my life, I found that art was a way of sort of, you know, sort of saying, oh yeah, okay, I'm gonna create this now. And it really does get me through things, because while everybody was sort of pulling their hair out, I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna make something beautiful out of this. Because what else are you gonna do, right?
Yeah.
So I'm lucky that I do have that. I mean, it doesn't change the world, but it's a testament to how you're feeling. You're able to get out your feelings. And you know, make it a living, lasting document.
And it's a catharsis for others as well. I mean, having an album like this, you know, there are a few albums that came out locally over the past year that I've found really, I don't know, for lack of a better word, nourishing. You know, not necessarily that they were inspiring me to action or.
Yeah. Well, politics is a tricky thing, because you don't want to be. I mean, nobody. It's always a weird subject. Like you don't want to be hitting people over the head. I mean, maybe you do. Maybe that's the way you create. For me, it's always been about. I guess I've always been somewhat like latently political and. But I always try to tie it to something, you know, sort of universal, so it's not time stamped. But But yeah, it's not easy. Not every songwriter should even like attempt to, you know, if it's not for them, it's, if it's not something that they feel that they can speak to through music, you know, they don't have to. I feel like I have a little bit of a skill at sort of making something, you know, sort of baking it in without, you know, hitting anybody over the head with it. So hopefully, I mean, I've had a couple people call it the soundtrack to the resistance. So I don't know if that's true, but you know, that's all. I mean, that means a lot to me. So
yeah.
So I'm excited about it. The little things that I can do to sort of, you know, contribute to this crazy world is important to me.
Absolutely. Well, it's an important contribution, and I thank you for that. It's because it's a great album.
Thank you.
And again, just in case you are scooting around on the internets and trying to get your hot little hands on it, it's Parlor Bell's latest album, Waylaid in the Melee.
Yes.
And people can pick that up on...
Yeah, it's you can get it. You can stream it on Spotify or iTunes. You can buy it on iTunes. You can get it pretty much anywhere now. You can get it from Bandcamp. We have a Bandcamp site. You go to our website, parlorbells.com. That's Parlor with a U, parlourbells.com. You can find all the information, including a ticket link to the Saturday's show with Tess Meat and Cujo and Diablo Gatto.
Which is going to be a fantastic show. And we actually have a song from Tess Meat.
Tess Meat.
And I guess this is suitable also for time of year, coping with... You're talking about, you know, dealing with the ebbs and flows of the season and of emotion. Cuffing season,
all right,
is also it's a piece of that.
Cool.
I saw someone post about a month or so ago. I missed cuffing season, and it's,
I don't even, what is cuffing season? Is this the name of the song?
It's the name of the song, and as I understand it, it's the time of year where people pair off because during the colder months, folks aren't necessarily feeling quite so amorous about new options, and therefore, when you are cuffed to a selected partner,
is that why so many babies are made in that time period?
Well, you know, the summer is a good time to be born, Glenn.
I was born in the summer.
We were both born
and
in the
assume,
summer.
And I assume, but I always assumed that the colder weather would sort of contribute to the, you know,
yeah, get a little
nothing
cozy.
Else to do. X-rated. Okay, so
there's an option for you.
There you go.
But yes, cuffing season with Test Meat. And if you would like to, I don't know which road I was going down there. I'm just going to
where you can find their music. I think they have a Bandcamp.
Yes, you can find a Bandcamp. I was going in a completely different direction there and decided that was not necessarily where we're going on WMFO Medford tonight. however, Test Meat, you can find them on Facebook. You can find them on Bandcamp. You can find them this Saturday night at Once in Somerville with Parlor Bells, Cujo, and Diablo Gatto. It's going to be a fabulous show. Glenn, you will be there.
I better be. I don't know. I know. It's like...
so you will want to be there too, listening public. Glenn, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me, Pam. It's always a pleasure. I love this station. I love what you guys do, and you know, hope to see you again soon.
Absolutely, we love you.
Bye, buddy.
is back again. She is not my friend. I'm lying on a champagne floor like a baby animal. Sleeping to kind of ghost in the rest. Feeling like I might be Batman's Two-Face. You turn off your phone and I'm gone again. We'll never. A fragile flower. You're looking like a man with too much power. It's a welfare state and I always take the bait. Leave me, baby, 'cause I'm Miss America. No matter what you do, no matter what you say, I'm gonna
Ms. America, just there, from Ms. Ruby Rose Fox, off her album Domestic. We were chatting just a little bit ago with Glenn from Parlor Bells about soundtracks of the revolution. And, you know, I feel that Waylaid by the Melee and Domestic are two of the main ones for me for this past year. It's been an interesting one, I'll tell you that. Prior to Ruby Rose Fox, we heard from Petty Morals, Just a Game, which, just as a side note, I would say 80% of the time is playing in my head. It is relentlessly catchy, and I sing it in the shower every morning. Fun fact. Prior to that, Test Meet Cuffing Season, and we heard a couple tracks off Parlor Bell's latest album, Waylaid in the Melee. Sanctuary Cities and Red, White, and Bruised. You can see Parlor Bells with Test Meet, Cujo, and Diablo Gatto this Saturday night at Once in Somerville. Our neighbors, kind of, for the radio station. You are listening to WMFO Medford. We are just over the border from Somerville and not that far from Highland Ave and the lovely Once. There is another show that is happening on Saturday. I feel duty bound to tell you. Oh, Never mind. There's not another show that's happening that night. You know what you're doing Saturday night? You're going to Once. Ba-boom. This right here, another song off the soundtrack of 2017. This is a song by wonderful Corin Ashley and Cliff Hills. This song right here, Vulgar Stain.
Stain we could not get out, and it's tarnishing the White House. There's a vulgar stain we cannot get out, and it's tarnishing the White House. I never called myself a patriot. I never took a stand beyond complaint. It's so offensive is the rhetoric. The snowflakes rise up Fifth Avenue in a righteous crush. There's a vulgar stain we cannot get out, and it's tarnishing the White House. There's a vulgar stain we cannot get out, and it's tarnishing the White House. Now there are those who say get over it, as if we never understood the cost, as if we never read between the lines. If you pay your taxes, you get a voice. You moved on this job like a bitch. Now it's time to meet the boss. There's a vulgar stain we cannot get out, and it's tarnishing the White House. There's a vulgar stain we cannot get out, and it's tarnishing the White House. Now there's a crowd. And it's tarnishing the. There's a vulgar stain we cannot get out, and it's tarnishing the White House. He never offered a healing word, never tried to bring us into the chat. Only hate for riling up his own sort of simpleton Zeno slogan, embroidered by little hats on a made in China. Stain we cannot get out, and astonishing the White House. There's a vulgar stain we cannot get out, and astonishing the White House. There's a vulgar stain we cannot get out, and astonishing the White House. There's a vulgar stain we cannot get out, and astonishing the White House.
Just I won't beg you to stay.
Little Jack there off their latest album, Luck and Drive. That song, The Sea. Prior to that, we had a twofer from Corin Ashley, Broken Biscuit number 3, Ampersand Castles Collapse off Broken Biscuits, which is a glorious album, and a one-off tune that Corin did called Vulgar Stain, which is very worth your while tracking down on Bandcamp. So do that. You're still listening to WMFO. This is still On the Town with Mikey D. My name is Pam. And coming up at you right now, this is a track by Jason Lane and Kristen Marks, as performed by Jason and Kristen. The song is Lies.
I think it's time we give it up and figure out what's stopping us from breathing easy and talking.
things that would make it better. If I could take it back, I would, dear. Stop my heart, I'd slam the brakes. No need to mess with what we have. How careless of me to up the stage.